With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. At a New Hampshire campaign rally, Donald Trump mocking some of the GOP opponents, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Next month, New Hampshire is going to weed out the insincere rhinos. Rhino. Does everybody know what that is? Republican in name only.
In Iowa, DeSantis says if the campaign continues to focus on Donald Trump, it will give Joe Biden a better chance of reelecting.
If 2024 is a referendum on Donald Trump specifically, or any of the other issues that are not germane to getting people able to get ahead again, securing the border, cracking down on crime, doing all that, that's going to give the Democrats an advantage.
Also, at SRNnews.com, a recall announced on some of Quaker Oats' products with concerns about possible salmonella contamination.
The recall covers some three dozen Quaker Oats granola cereals, snack mixes, and chewy bars, including those with chocolate chips, peanut butter chocolate chips, less sugar chocolate chip, dark chocolate chunk, oatmeal raisin, and other flavors. Most have a best buy date of August 2nd, 24 or earlier. The company says salmonella poisoning can lead to serious, even deadly infections in those with weakened immune systems, the very young and the very old. You can check the website QuakerGranolaRecall.com for more details. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. military says a warship has shot down 14 suspected attack drones over the Red Sea, and a Royal Navy destroyer downed another one. Both have been hints of targets from a number of places in the past 2 days. This is SRN News. Some great news. The gospel is spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Scotland's highest civil court has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law approved by the Scottish Parliament. The ruling by the Court of Session is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity. This is SRN News. A federal judge denies a request to halt the reintroduction of gray wolves in Colorado just hours before the predator's release. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The industry alleged U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service failed to adequately review the state's plan to release up to 50 wolves in Colorado over the next several years. And while the case will continue, the judge's ruling allows Colorado to proceed with its plan to search for, capture, and transport up to 10 wolves from Oregon starting Sunday. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has had surgery for a broken hip after falling at a concert. The 76-year-old player was on the L.A. Lakers teams in the 80s, helping them to five NBA crowns. He also starred at UCLA back in the days in the 60s when he was known by his real name of Lou Alcindor. More details at SRNnews.com.